Ms. Morrell.
Thank you, Chair. Is that better? I'm sorry I didn't have it on before. Yes, we visited the site today and we did inspect a number of properties, and we certainly had a walk around the area to understand the character of the conservation area. The proposal before us is for the partial retention of the existing dwelling on the site and the construction of a residential flat building containing 7 units and in height 3 storeys in terms of the unit number 7. The panel has considered all of the matters in the council officer's report and has also more particularly refined the reasons for refusal to make them a little bit more specific. Yes, there are a number of issues which the subject development application fails to address in terms of council's LEP and development control plan, and also the apartment design guidelines and what we call SEP 65 for a residential flat building. The panel considers that the development application does not warrant approval. We understand that the proposal is over 50% deficient in terms of open landscaped area, and that is also indicative in our mind of it being an overdevelopment of the site and not providing the necessary soft landscaping as such, which would be more in character with the area. Clearly there are impacts created by all developments. In terms of view loss and other issues, these may not always be able to be managed in terms of no impact on adjoining properties in the area, but nonetheless the character and form of the proposed development is one that is not appropriate for this area, in particular having regard, as we said, to the streetscape and the conservation area. The panel notes that there hasn't been any what we call clause 4.6 written requests to vary 2 standards in the local environmental plan, that is with respect to the landscaping and also with respect to the assessment by the officer that the floor space ratio is in excess, albeit marginally, with the LEP control. Notwithstanding the fact that the panel, in fact, doesn't have the jurisdiction to determine the application without the 4.6 clauses, nonetheless, on a merits assessment, the proposal fails, and the reasons for refusal will be as articulated and refined by the panel here in front of us now.
On the screen now.
So they're now on the screen, and we note that... just in summary, because everyone can read it for themselves, that the panel exercising the functions of the council refuses the application and notes that the first point, the reasons being the first points are that there are not any 4.6 requests for variation. Reason 2, even in the event that there may be written requests submitted, the proposal is an overdevelopment of the site, and for the reasons of failing the minimum landscaped area by over 50%. And 3, the proposal is not an appropriate built form in terms of the compatibility with the streetscape. As we mentioned earlier, it's the SEP 65 and the apartment design guidelines in particular. Communal open space, visual privacy, it fails. The proposed development in number 4 is not consistent with the general scale landscape character of the heritage values of the surrounding conservation area and the desired future character. 5 is the development will have an adverse environmental effect on the locality, and 6, the circumstances of the case, it's not in the public interest. So unanimously, the panel has decided that the development application is not satisfactory and does not warrant approval.
And unanimous in the absence of Mr. Hawkes, who has declared an interest. Thank you. Any word on 9? Have you spoken to anybody?
Can we ask Mr. Hawkes to come,
Yeah, Mr. Hawkes to come.
The decision we've made in revisiting this was that we felt, after looking at the screens again, the way they were designed, we felt it just created that slightly enclosed environment to that balcony area. What we felt from an amenity point of view, and there was glass balustrading which sat behind the screen, so we actually felt from a, I guess, a design outcome from an amenity point of view, putting a solid balustrade to those balconies, and then having the louvers, which are fixed, well, they actually have openings in them, but able to slide, provided a better balance.
My understanding is that the whole area can be opened.
There's going to be sections you can actually open up, that's correct.
In other words, the effect of the screens would be at the discretion of the occupier.
That would be the case, yes.
I might add, if I may, is that to... we're swapping out the glass balustrade that previously sat in behind the fixed vertical screens that were there. Our concern was, particularly for the amenity of the future occupants, is that they would be, that those balconies would be effectively be bird cages, and there would be no operability, no control of solar access or outlook. But what we have done is swapped out the glass balustrade for a solid upturn, and there's two reasons for that. Primarily, to obscure the downward view angle from those apartments into those into the private open space of those neighbouring properties, particularly number 48 and particularly number 50. I might note, just on balance, is that number 50, which is the small apartment complex, which is the triangular site, is probably the closest property to the north of the subject site. The interface between this development and that property is largely a service area for the for that apartment building. Most of the windows, pretty much all the windows that face our property from that apartment building, are to utility spaces, bathrooms and alike. And the space on the ground is largely utilitarian. It's for clothes drying and manoeuvring of vehicles. The other property which is adjoining that, which is number 48, it has a small amount of private open space right at the back of that property, reasonably close to the subject site. But because of the change, the difference in level, largely anyone standing at the balconies of these apartments would be looking largely onto roof space. They would see some private open space. But if you're inside the apartments, the solid upturn would prevent the downward view angle. So certainly from a seated position, either at the balcony or inside the apartment, you wouldn't be able to see into the private open space.
We provided a whole...
...open space is there not in the adjoining property.
Sorry, excuse me?
There's significant private open space in the adjoining property, is there not?
Number 50 or 48? 48. Number 50 is the triangular apartment site. So on the front of the report, there's the... So the long, narrow site, I think there's, from my recollection, is there's two pockets of private open space, because in recent times, and I mean in the last 5 years, the property owners have built an outbuilding, a new, relatively new outbuilding in the back of number 48, which I'll just indicate here on the cover of the report. It indicates, council have indicated the two properties who have lodged submissions against this application. The triangular site, which hasn't lodged a submission, that's the one I've been describing, which is the small apartment building. The narrow of the two sites has essentially two buildings on that site. The main building, which is up on Hunter Street, and then a relatively new outbuilding, which is, I think, another dwelling, I think, from recollection. I'm not 100% sure. But there are two pockets of private open space, one which sits between the two structures and then one that sits right at the back. I wish I had an aerial photograph to demonstrate that. I might have the original...
There's also a series of cross sections which we've prepared as part of the package, which try to emphasise that upturn as well. Yeah, and we've actually positioned people in a sitting position as well as a standing position to look at those view corridors. So you got those.
Would it help to?
We've got a.
Would it help the panel if I circulated this aerial photograph? This is the original DA set. Still, to some extent, the fact that if someone was standing behind the balustrade and the mobile screens, which presumably can be sliding, and so you could have, at any one time, you could have half the balcony area screened and the other half would be totally open. Is that correct? Or you could have them both screened, but you couldn't have them both open because the screens have to go somewhere. They can only go behind each other.
They'd be fold, wouldn't they?
No, I think they're sliding.
Slide, yeah. Righto.
Which is you do see in a lot of cases, these sort of balconies, they're quite well used. We were concerned about increasing the overlooking of the rear of those properties by having those screens that can be totally open, as opposed to the other already approved concept where you've got vertical slats that would restrict your sort of, I guess, lateral vision but still allow downward vision, and glass balustrade, which, as you say, would enable greater overlooking from a sitting position or standing back inside the room, perhaps.
Yes.
Am I right? Is that...
Correct.
Yeah. And a glass balustrade.
You wouldn't have, just simply by turning your head, that view down into there. It's only at that occasion where someone stands at the end of the balcony to look out, that you had the ability to look into there. But I guess the submission we're making is that that's possible, but it's not going to be frequent.
Mm. This, what you're now proposing, gives more flexibility to the individual unit owners.
Correct.
To adjust the screens, slide them, have them closed, or one of them open.
If you're in a standing position, that was why we felt that return was important, because if you're sitting at the table at the balcony, because it's solid and it's fixed, you won't have that direct connectivity. So it's only when you are standing up and moving from the balcony into that room, the living room, that there would be that opportunity. And I guess we also looked at the fact, and we're trying to look at the balance, was also the fact that, you know, privacy is two-way as well.
Yes.
Just as much as the people on that balcony who want that privacy. We thought it gave them flexibility to move in the position, which obviously depending on where they were as well. So it's just an option which we thought was in balance of maybe a better outcome.
And then to cap that off is to come back to also thinking about the future occupants of the building. To be locked in behind a screen that can't be moved and adjusted to depending on the weather conditions, summer, winter, and so on. So it does give those occupants the ability to control their environment, their internal environment, depending on the conditions. Because it is a north-facing
Is there any better understanding from the plans other than Plan A0202? Issue F, which clearly is must be the latest. Yeah, it's north. Did you say?
They start at 1117.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes. And they show the solid balustrade.
Another thing, too, what we also felt is that the properties are actually not directly, behind, they're actually on the angle as well, so you don't have that direct window-to-window relationship as well, because these properties are actually pretty much on a 45-degree angle from those properties as well, so it's sort of, it's not that direct interface as well. And it's also pretty much in the projection showing even through the
Actually, that's a good point. Can you tell us the sliding panels which contain the louvers, are those louvers movable or are they fixed at an angle?
They're actually perforated in the screen. We don't actually have louvers inside the frame.
Right.
We're actually proposing to have perforated vent screens, which are consistent with the
perforated what?
Perforated. Just
I know. So they're not louvers as such. They're
correct.
A fixed screen, but they're perforated. So
the perforation approximately about 50%.
So the apertures are fixed.
It's a pattern on them.
But the apertures aren't between louvers.
No,
apertures are just holes. Yeah. I know.
So where's the detail of that?
Look at drawing number
A0202. Yeah, that's where I was, yes.
That's correct. So we've done some 3D perspectives there, which tries to illustrate those leaves and as you see they're actually...
Well, you must have better eyesight than I do, because I can't see any pattern.
Yes, that's when we first
started. Show you can actually see through. There is that, I guess, what's the word, that translucency through that screen, which sits therefore in front of the actual solid balustrade. So,
some of them seem to be wider than others. Is that just an impression?
I think it depends how open they are.
Yeah.
Where they are.
Yeah, it's just it's showing a randomness across it. So
yeah.
Some, if they were open,
any further questions?
No, I think I've got a good understanding of what you're talking about now, which helps.
Yeah. Also, I might also, if the most sensitive property to consider here is the rear garden, the number 48.
Yeah. The green area.
Yeah.
That's a very small area.
Small area, yeah.
And it's under trees.
That's really only overlapping with...
Could you press the button? I don't know whether it's on.
Sorry.
You've got a 5.5 metre setback from the rear fence.
Correct. So our building doesn't start from the west for 5.5 metres away from Officeworks.
Yeah.
So the degree of overlap in terms of direct overlooking towards the back of number 48 is really only, I think, three apartments. The new one that's proposed at level one, then level two, and level three, and then level four is where we have
perhaps
the roof garden. So effectively, of the 40, I think, eight apartments, there's only three apartments which are in close proximity.
The corner apartment.
The rest of the development moves away from the back of number 48. And
what does David think about that?
And
so Ken agrees.
So what you're saying is the one or two units at the western end, but on the northern side of your proposed development, are the ones that would overlook that, the rear of number 48?
They're the ones that are closest, yes.
Yeah.
If you can give you an idea on here, the actual location of the setback of the building would be approximately in that alignment flowing through there.
Okay, yeah, so that's the western setback.
Western setback.
So if we left the screens on those, have you got any objection?
If we made those ones fixed, and not, they could still be your new style, but the reason being is that I guess it's the perception of the number of floors at that corner then overlooking.
Could we propose that the
1.6?
1.6?
Yeah, 1.6.
1.5, 1.6.
Yeah,
1.5,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rest would be operable.
As designed.
Yeah, but the bank of units in that corner would have them to 1.5.
At all levels.
Yep. And
so which units would we be talking about then? The one.
What numbers are they?
1.7,
1.3.
Is that right?
So
1.7,
2.3.
Yep.
3.3.
Oh, here they are.
It's
the back.
Yeah.
1.2. 1.7.
That's the new one, isn't it?
Yes.
A 1.7 and 1.3.
2.3.
Next page.
2.3.
And the next page again is
3.3.
3.3, And the roof garden setback, isn't it?
It's
not an issue.
No.
And in particular, because there's an additional unit there in that corner.
We're putting another one all there, only on level one, but...
There's only one bedroom, only one unit each level that we're talking about.
But one of them is.
So if we were to make those fixed screens on those windows, on those three units.
To a certain height,
yes. Yes, to a certain height.
Yeah, to a certain height.
But the other ones, as you've required, now, openable, operable, whatever word it is, that with the slide. I think that's.
Well, can we agree on some wording for that?
I think it covers our little concerns about that.
Can we agree on some wording for it?
Yeah, that's the tricky bit, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not that tricky.
That units.
Let's
1.7, 2.3 and 3.3 have fixed screening
to a height
of
1.5
metres
from the... I think
1.5, 1.6 metres. 1.5, because
that's right,
level
yeah.
Level of the balcony.
That units have balconies with... or fixed screening on balconies to a height of 1.5 metres.
From the floor of the balcony. How does that compare to the balustrade?
The balustrade would be about a metre.
So it's half a metre over the balustrade.
Yeah.
I mean, architecturally, we should word it so that if you wanted to... rather than having 1.2 of a fixed balustrade masonry, you might like to just have the whole screen forming that.
Yeah.
And that might articulate the corner.
I agree with you, I would still have the screens sitting in front of the solid
upturn.
Yeah.
Fixed.
Yep.
Fixed to 1.5 and the remainder could be on a separate track that they would...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The screen would be here that would go from floor to floor.
How do we feel about that, Pam?
Yep.
I'm happy with that.
You're all happy with that?
Yes, I think that's a reasonable address of the
I
problem.
Think it's probably a good compromise outcome to
alleviate
our concerns.
Yes.
Because bearing in mind, we have to go back to the original approval and the reasons and the actual report as well as the conditions in that.
Mm.
And we've done that. The units 1, here's some wording. Have fixed screening on the outer edge of balconies. Oh, I know, 1.5 measured from...
1.5 metre height measured from the...
Finished floor level.
After M, height. FFL.
Finished floor level.
Finished floor level of balcony.
2.3 and 3.3, correct? Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, otherwise the plan picks up all the others and as designed.
I don't think we need to talk about the detail of the fixed screening.
No. It's about 50% thereabouts.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
And we just say the reason.
So, going back to our panel, I'm happy to...
You're the panel happy to proceed now, having resolved that issue?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Mr. Johnson will indicate the panel's determination, unless there's anything else you wish to put to us. Thank you.
We didn't have concerns with anything else in terms of the on-site detention, the car parking changes, the addition of the unit, all those things seem to be... including the change to the footpath access from... I don't think that was an issue for us. It was just the screening. So, going back to the application, which is the modified determinations number 2017-01-103, the 13th of October 2017, to carry out a number of design changes, both internal and external, including alteration of commercial floor, plate, waste rooms, car parking layout, number of car spaces, relocate an OSG tank, increase the number of residential units from 46 to 47, alter the balconies, reduce the width of the pedestrian entry to New Canterbury Road and delete the substation, replacing vertical blaze with open rule screens. All that is approved by the panel, with the exception of, well, in fact, in terms of the recommendation, it's as outlined in the report, and including replacing the vertical blaze with operable screens subject to conditions listed in attachment A. This does not apply, the operable or openable screens do not apply to units 1.7, 2.3 and 3.3.
Or is it 2.2 and 2.3?
No, it's
the 1, 2, 3, 1.7, 2.3 and 3.3 right on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Which are to have fixed screening on balconies to a height of 1.5 metres measured from the, as you've said here, the finished floor level of the balcony. I think that's it.
Conditions to be amended accordingly.
Yes, that's right, conditions to be amended accordingly.
And the decision by the panel then is to approve the application in accordance with the recommendation and conclusion, subject to the amendment of the conditions as outlined by Mr. Johnson and appearing on the screen.
Unanimous.
And the decision is unanimous.
Just before you close the meeting, Chair.
I can't hear you, Mr. Burgess.
I think there might be a design change condition already that we might need to add that condition to.
Oh, which condition? Oh, I see. This is a drafting problem.
Is that A1.7?
A2.3? Panel, I might just...
Which condition?
Just on the condition that's drafted, it might be just for abundant caution just to add the prefix A to each of those three apartments.
A1.7, A2.3, A3.3.
Because there are apartments which are B1.7 and so on. That's good.
of adjoining properties.
Hunter Street?
Is it Hunter Street, the street?
Yeah, number 48 Hunter Street.
Did you find a condition to attach it to? There don't seem to be any conditions. Oh, yes. Got it. 456, don't they? Yes. Well, that's what we're doing. We're doing modified conditions of consent, aren't we?
We're just trying to find an existing design change condition that you can amend with this condition.
But isn't this modified condition of consent all of the conditions as modified from 453 onwards?
Yeah.
They adopt all the original conditions, don't they?
Sorry, Chair.
They should. If they don't, we want them to.
Yes, yes. This condition that's being drafted here, I'm just trying to find a spot to insert it into the existing.
Can't we just say the conditions are to be amended accordingly?
We are saying that, but I want to be sure now that.
Yep.
Because.
Yeah,
you
want
to just start in as condition 2A or something
yep.
like that?
Yep.
Okay. Just call it 2 capital A.
Oh, this only does the amendments. I see.
Yes, that's right.
There's no full conditions of consent after modification.
So we don't do consolidated conditions?
We should.
When we get a modification.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That's what this,
right.
Where this one's going to go.
That's where you're going to put that one in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
What's the condition? Number 2, was it?
2A at the moment. So the conditions are amended to include new condition 2A. Which is what we just read out and what's written on them.
2A?
We're calling it 2A.
I see. I see. This is on page 500, is it?
Yes. That's right.
Well, we've got to add it then into the first attachment because that's the modification. And so conditions 1, see on page 453, conditions so and so are be amended as follows. We also got to add 2A in that sentence, don't we? Or aren't I understanding how this is working? We've got to add a condition 2A in attachment A, first page.
Yep.
Subject to the following design change condition being included.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does that cover it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Think you're done?
All right. I think we're done.
Yep.
I'll trust you.
Yeah. I think that covers it. Thank you. Mr. Chair, are you going to close the meeting?
I am going to close the meeting. You want me to?
Yeah, I thought I'd leave that to you.
Yeah. Yes, that's the final item on the agenda that needs to be dealt with, so the meeting is closed.
Thank you.
Luke, leave it here or take it into the other room. Thanks for coming.
I am just finishing now. Have you made notes on it?
Yeah. Oh, not on that, I haven't. But I have maybe not. Why? What do you want to do? I've got the notes in it.
I've been not chucking these out until the minutes are finalised.
Oh, but you don't want my notes. They don't help you with the minutes.
No. Well, you keep your notes until the minutes are finalised. The last couple of rounds...
We had a bit of problem.
Yeah. Oh, no, not problems, just people have wanted to refer to their notes.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I won't. My notes are only telling me what is there rather than what we did.
Right.
In other words, I haven't been noting what we do. I've been telling myself what it's all about.
As you read it through it, as you're getting it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, if that all just needs to be shredded.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, we'll just give it to me. I'll just shred it. That's all right. If it's all just for destruction, that's fine.
The whole lot's for destruction as far as I'm concerned, but you might want to keep these for...
No, that's fine.
I mean, I've sort of given the game away here about how I operate.
Okay, that's good.
But that doesn't matter.
I don't know what that is. That looks like... counting cards or something?
It is counting cards, and we have a lucky door prize.
Is it housey?
That's your Catholic background coming out again, or surf club.
Both.
All right, well, I'm giving you those for destruction.
I've never done this before, Angus, but giving you my recirculators.
She gave me the new ones as well. I wasn't dare opening them today because I didn't want to soil them until I'd got used to them.
You've
I want to give them
had
a couple.
A very lucky day.
I want to have today. A couple of trial runs on them before next month.
It's the first time I've seen that.
Have a nice time tomorrow without me.
Oh yes.
We'll see you in a fortnight's time.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Actually, that's yeah.
Yeah, I think we agreed on that. It's the second Tuesday, whatever that is. What's this here?
I think that might have been one of Jan's, but it's just rubbish. It's just
where'd you get that from?
I think. Yep.
Ken's left some stuff here too. That's for the high jump.
Must be Ken's.
Yeah. Ooh.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
We didn't cause too much stress on that.
We can only do what we say as long as we say what we do.
Not easy, I imagine.